Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
This Hot Business Thought Leadership interview is brought to you by Stain City. Discover a secure, lifestyle-driven retirement with life rights at the brand new Stain City Senior Village. All right, let's move on to property now. And as South Africa's population ages, me included, the demand for secure, high-quality retirement living is growing. But so too is the desire to move beyond the old-fashioned idea of retirement homes as isolated or institutional. And one of the country's most prestigious residential estates, Stain City, is now reimagining the retirement experience. If I've got this right, launching in April next year, Stain City Senior Village promises luxury, connection and care. And it's all built around what it terms a progressive life rights model. But here's my question tonight. What exactly are life rights and how does this model serve both older people and their families better than traditional retirement options? Well, let's discuss this from Stain City Properties. Stephen Lowe, good evening to you and welcome. And let's dive in with that question. Many people may not be familiar with the life rights model. Maybe just explain that to me and how it works and how it differs from either freehold ownership or sectional title.
Hi, Jeremy, and thank you, and hi to your listeners. So there are obviously a number of different schemes or offerings on the market. So I'll talk a little in general terms, and then maybe we can relate it back to what we're offering at Stain City. So I think the key difference with the life right model is that the resident doesn't actually own the property, as one does with a traditional property ownership. Essentially, what happens is that the buyer makes an interest-free loan to the seller or to a developer for a price that's agreed. And then the life right holder has the right to live in that property for their lifetime. And in most schemes and offerings, it's also for the lifetimes of their spouse. So this means that they're not free to sell the property or transfer it or bequeath the property into an estate. So if they want to exit that or if they should pass away, then a portion of that loan is paid back to the buyer when they wish to do so. So either to them directly or into their estate. In the case of Stain City, I think what makes it a little bit more attractive is that we guarantee a payback within 6 months of the person wishing to exit it, which again then just provides a lot of financial security and surety in that transaction, which is obviously quite a big benefit.
And when you talk about a portion of the loan being paid back, what would that entail and how's that worked out?
So again, offerings would be different across different schemes. So in certain instances, people might not get anything back depending on the particular scheme. In ours, the payback portion depends on how long somebody has stayed within a particular unit, because clearly the developer would be responsible for any maintenance or restoration of the unit upon exit, the sales costs. So normally there would be a portion that's agreed up front, which is retained by the developer to cover those costs.
I'm interested to know why you've gone with the life rights model for the senior village instead of selling sectional title properties outright. Where is the advantage in that model?
So I suppose one can talk to where's the advantage, one, for the developer, but I suppose more importantly for your listeners is, you know, why would this make sense for the person, you know, coming into a scheme like this? So the one would be that there's certainty around the payback, as I've said, but usually they're lower upfront costs as well. So if you think in terms of sectional title or a freestanding home, one would have to pay transfer duties, or if you're buying it directly from a developer, there's an element that attracts VAT, which usually makes it more expensive. So one doesn't have those sort of friction costs involved. And then often one might actually be able to get that unit at a significant discount to what the fair market value is. So again, using Stain City as an example, Jeremy, I don't know how familiar you are with our city center development, which includes a 760 apartments ultimately, but our senior village portion sits within city center, and those units are priced at a discount of about 25% to the exact same unit that one could buy outright elsewhere in the development. So that's quite a significant saving, obviously, up front, you know, for a person who finds himself at that stage of life. The other advantages normally in these offerings are maintenance costs. Because the developer retains ownership in that unit, it really is incumbent upon them to make sure that that standards are maintained and that the unit is maintained. So the inside of the unit would be the responsibility of the developer. If it is within a sectional title scheme, then I suppose most of your listeners are familiar with a levy that's paid, which takes care of the maintenance of the outside of the unit. So it really becomes quite a carefree way of living, which is useful. And then I would say another big benefit, Jeremy, is certainty of other costs. You know, I think once you know what the levy is, it has to be in terms of the various acts. It's got to be advised for a 24-month period. So that provides more cash flow certainty. And then, as I might have mentioned already, costs of redecorating that unit and selling the unit later on is covered by the developer. In our scheme, we also pay for rates and taxes. And I think property owners have seen that those costs are becoming quite a large component of property ownership costs, you know. So we think that's quite a big advantage as well. And that's something which is paid for by the developer.
Stephen, one of the concerns that some families might have is something called the lock-in effect, where a retiree is committed financially, but suddenly their needs change down the line. How do you deal with that?
So I think, again, this sort of benefit of the life rights around having certainty of what one could exit at, I think is useful. I think one has to understand what else comes with living in a particular development. So what else does one get? You know, is there safety and security and these good things that are rolled into it? And will there be a need for someone to have to exit? But the good thing with the life rights model is that one can terminate, you know, not only because somebody has passed away, but if they so choose, and then unlock the value. And like I said, in our unit, Jeremy, or in our scheme, because we guarantee that we will pay that back within a 6-month period, we don't have to wait for the unit to sell. So, for example, if someone needs to go into frail care, which is something which we'll offer as well, that money becomes immediately available to be able to fund the costs of frail care. So it definitely is a risk and something that that families should be considering very carefully before they choose a scheme.
And Stephen, just a final one. The older I get, I guess with most people, you get a little bit more set in your ways and maybe a little bit more grumpy. And I see that your concept, the Stain City Senior Village, it's positioned as multi-generational. So what does that mean? And how does it differ in practice from more traditional gated retirement communities?
Yeah, so I think, and you even said this up front in your intro. So first off, this scheme sits within City Centre. Mm. So while it's in a separately demarcated area, just because it's easier to be able to manage those units on a basis like that and provide the services into them, it does form part of the larger city centre, you know. So anyone living there is interacting with other residents of City Centre on a daily basis. They don't feel like they're isolated and, you know, a separate retirement community. And then, of course, they have access to everything that we have to offer within the broader Stain City community, you know. So that's the parklands and the walking trails and the bowls and golf and everything else that comes along with living in Stain City is completely open to them. We think what will happen as well is that families already resident on Stain City would be looking for opportunities like this for their folks. And that means that they're, you know, a walk away from their parents. So it truly does close that circle, if you like, that, you know, all the way through from children to growing families to seniors who are at in their golden years, so to speak, all living within the same broader community.
And just very quickly, entry level price, I read from about 1.9 million, if I've got this right.
That's right, yeah. So from 1.9 for a 70 square meter apartment. And what we are doing is we're actually going to test the market at much larger sizes as well. So we go up to 2, 3, and even 4-bed apartments, because we are finding that that retirees are increasingly active these days. It doesn't mean that because they're looking for a nice, secure place to live, that they don't still remain active, you know, from a social and work perspective. So it gives them the space that they would have, you know, anywhere else as well. So, yeah, we'll see how that's received in the market. But you're quite right in terms of that entry level.
Stephen Lowe, thank you very much indeed from Stain City Properties. I appreciate your time tonight. That Hot Business Thought Leadership interview proudly brought to you by Stain City, redefining retirement with life rights at the Stain City Senior Village.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.